listening to the Antioch Public Library's 100th Anniversary Radio Show Podcast, brought to you by the 100th Anniversary Committee. Episode 1, The Founding Mothers, The Woman's Club.
Was My Man by Fanny Bryce. I'm Butch Rothers, and you're listening to WBU Radio Antioch. I'll be back with the news at 9 o'clock after this quick message from our sponsor. Got a headache?
Oh!
Nasty cold? Lumbago? Earache? Tooth pain? Try doctor-prescribed Bayer aspirin, the number one pain reliever in the country for over 25 years. Warning, if you don't see the word Bayer on the tablet, it's not real aspirin. All right, listeners, you know what that sound means. It's 9 a.m., time for the news at 9. Today is Friday, June 30th, 1922. On the 19th of this month, Finnish athlete Paavo Nurmi set a new world record for the 5,000-meter, a distance of 3.1 miles. He finished in just 14 minutes and 28.2 seconds, earning him the moniker the Flying Finn. Whoo boy, is that fast! In national news, earlier this week, the American Library Association announced their pick for the first ever Newbery Award for Excellence in Children's Literature. The winning book was Hendrik Van Loon's The Story of Mankind. In local news, police investigators have identified the troublesome parties who have been sending annoying messages to the Antioch phone office in the nighttime. These rapscallions have been calling in late at night, asking for help and making lascivious remarks. The investigators know who you are, and if this behavior persists, a warrant will be served. Last but certainly not least, I am delighted to bring you an update on lotus blossoms. The fabulous lotus blossoms of Grass Lake in Antioch are still in bloom. Don't miss your chance to view these beauties up close and in person. That's all the news we have for now. I'll be back after a quick break with some representatives from the Antioch Women's Club. Come to the Moonlight Dances at Channel Lake Pavilion. Follow the crowd. Come and dance in one of the most beautiful kaleidoscopical displays ever produced at a dance pavilion in this section of the country. Dancing every evening until Labor Day, music by the famous College Four. I'm Butch Rothers, and I'm back for WBU Radio Antioch. Here with me today are two lovely ladies from the Antioch Women's Club. Say hello to everyone at home, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
The ladies of the Antioch Women's Club have been busy as bees this past year, gathering funds, throwing cookie and biscuit sales, collecting books, and more. Tell me, what was this all about?
The Antioch Women's Club is in the process of opening a free public library, which will be available to all members of the community. I am the chair of the library committee, and Ms. W.W. Dayton here is the president of the Antioch Women's Club.
We have started a number of projects to better the quality of life in Antioch and to help educate and entertain our community. We are rather excited about this library project, as you mentioned, Mr. Ruthers. We held a biscuit sale and have been taking in donations. We will also be raising funds with a concert at Mrs. Kate's Roots House on Lake Catherine on Wednesday, July 12th.
Women are cordially invited and earnestly urged to lay aside all housekeeping cares and for that one afternoon forget the flesh pots and take time to grow a soul in an atmosphere of music and social enjoyment.
For those wishing to attend the concert, tickets will cost 50 cents apiece. Have no fear, crepe hangers, joy killers, and croakers are few and far between.
Tell me, why a library?
We feel no better safeguard can be thrown around our boys and girls than to instill in them a love of good books. Only eternity will reveal and measure the influence of this little collection of good books we call the Antioch Public Library on the world. Yet we hope it will be a success.
Excellent. Tell me more about this library of yours. Where is it located?
The library is inside of Walter Chin's newspaper and magazine shop on Main Street in beautiful downtown Antioch.
That's the building with the pop court stand out front.
Wonderful. Is the library your only project?
Certainly not. The Antioch Women's Club has undertaken a number of projects over the course of our first year, and we have even more in the works for the future.
We banded together to improve conditions at the Soo Line Depot.
The parking spaces of the depot were increased in size. The ravine west of the depot was filled in, and a staircase was added to the southwest corner of the covered platform to enable those who park on the west side of the lot to reach it in the easiest possible manner.
We've also raised funds numerous times to help children in Antioch, all across the United States, and even some starving youth in foreign countries. $181 was pledged in the space of a few minutes at one such fundraiser, and $100 of that amount was paid in the same afternoon.
With all the talk of libraries, the concerts, fundraisers, etc., you ladies have been quite involved in the community here in Antioch. There are some who call you radical upstarts. What do you say to that?
Stuff and nonsense. We're not radicals. We do not pose as reformers. We're just a group of ordinary American mothers banded together to do what we can for God and home and native land. And if any of the women listening are interested in being involved, please talk to Mrs. Felton.
As you can see, the Antioch Women's Club is simply interested in making the world, and especially our community, the finest possible place it can be. Our current efforts are focused on this little library of ours, which we hope will turn out to be quite successful.
After all, from little acorns, mighty oaks grow.
This is fantastic, ladies. Unfortunately, we're out of time for now, but I am certain we will be hearing much more about you and about this library of yours in the future. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, Butch.
Thank you, Butch.
And now, a word from one last sponsor. The Ruthers Resort in Grass Lake will be providing free radio concerts every night beginning at 7 p.m. and lasting until 10 p.m. Come join us for music and good company.
Next time on the 100th Anniversary Radio Show. Episode 2, The First Librarian, Miss Mary Stanley. This podcast was brought to you by the Antioch Public Library District. Our screenplay was written by Rachel Stein. Research was done by Jennifer Drinka, Brenda Martinez, Rachel Stein, Hillary Snyder, and Katie McNatt. Edited by Brenda Martinez. The cast: Rachel Stein as Mrs. Della Matthews, Hillary Snyder as Mrs. W.W. Dayton, and Sam Langford as Butch Rothers. Our sound effects were found on Freesound and Zapsplat. See our notes for details.